Good evening, everyone. Sorry, I'm a little bit late. okay, so we are progressing in the halachas of opening various types of packages. So with regards to what we started speaking about yesterday, things that are in bags like snacks or other types of things, even or salad bags or anything, whether they're smaller or larger, the best thing is to open it in a way to cut the bag somewhere along the side. Be careful not to cut through any words. You're allowed to cut between letters if necessary, but that's already, you know, you have to be very, exact. It's better just try to find the spot where there's no words and no pictures, no meaning. It could be a different color. The bag is colored to that spot, or it could be even a design, but nothing that's a meaningful meant to be a picture of anything. So no words or pictures, but then just cut it and take out what you need. And you could even leave the rest of the stuff in the bag. It's best if you want to if you don't use everything you took out, then it's best really not to put it back in through that opening. So it'd be better just to transfer it to another bag, to some sort of a Ziploc bag or something. That would be the best thing to do if you took out food and want to save it, you would like to put it back into the bag. But otherwise, if you just cut the bag down the side or somewhere like that and leave the food in there till you finish eating it, that would be okay. Now, I do want to mention also, based on the, we mentioned yesterday a Tosefta that says you're allowed to rip the hide off of a barrel that's sealing the barrel for Tzarek Shabbos. So the way many posts can learn based on that brisa, that Tosefta, for any Tzarek Shabbos, it's not limited to food. It seems to be the pretty widely accepted opinion, Shita and Poskim, that if it's not limited to food, if it's a Tzarek Shabbos, so let's say, for example, you got a new shirt, or your 8-year-old son has a new shirt for Yontif, for Shabbos. By the way, Yontif, the halachas that we're discussing apply in Yontif as well. So he has a new shirt for Yontif, and he didn't manage to open it before Yontif, and it's in a plastic package where it has to actually be ripped. Sometimes, you know, they're not. They just slip the shirt out. But it's sealed in this clear plastic. And he really wants that shirt for Yontif, especially if he doesn't have any other appropriate shirts for Yontif, then you'd be allowed to just slit open the plastic and throw it away and use the shirt. If it's not a real tzarech, you have plenty of shirts, let's say a regular Shabbos, and you have plenty of shirts, and they're just, I got a new shirt. So better wait. If it's really not a tzarech Shabbos, then you shouldn't do this. So, yeah, so of course, it's largely subjective, what's called a tzarech. But if it's something that you could really use and it'll give you a simcha or a fiyanta for owning Shabbos or whatever it is, you're allowed to do it. Same thing would be if you have some sort of publication that you're allowed to read. I mean, you know, we discussed reading material on Shabbos, but let's say you had a magazine that was totally a Torah journal, nothing in there but Torah and Hashkafas HaTorah. It's perfectly okay to read it on Yontif or Shabbos. And it comes in plastic. It comes sealed in plastic. So, again, you'd be allowed to rip open the plastic. Sometimes these plastics have some words on them saying, like, this plastic is not a toy, suffocation warning or whatever. So be careful. When you do it, just be careful not to rip through the words. But you could rip open things like that. If it's a Tzarech Shabbos, it'll give you a more Onik Shabbos or Simchas Yomtiv. You'd be allowed to open things like that. And certainly if it's things that are needed for the meal, even though it's not food, in plastic cutlery or paper plates, that, you know, they come wrapped in plastic, and you need them for Yontif, or you definitely want to use them because not to have stacks of dishes, dirty dishes afterwards, you don't have enough help, whatever it may be. If it's a Tzarech Yontif, Tzarech Shabbos, you're allowed to cut these things open, just, you know, in a destructive manner, kriya, ripping in a destructive manner, and discard the stuff that comes, and use it. For that matter, even, you know, the Shiloh, I mentioned this comes up often. You get people are asked the Shiloh often about things that even arrive on Shabbos or Yontif. You ordered something for Yontif, let's say, you know, a shirt or something of the sort, and it comes on, it ends up coming on Yontif. You were anticipating it on Erev Yontif or a couple of days before, but it doesn't come till Yontif starts. Assuming it gets into your house in a permissible fashion, whether, you know, there's an Erev or whatever it is. So, and whatever is meaning, if the mailman or delivery person just brought it into your house, then if you need it for Shabbos Yontif, if it's the type of package where you just really need to cut through it, you could just cut through the packaging and not rip words or pictures, then you could do it. If it's a tzarech Shabbos, you could do it and use it. Okay, now. There are containers such as orange juice containers of the more, you know, in the more recent years, excuse me, that it's no longer that little, you know, spout at the top where you pull back and pull out the spout. That's when I was growing up. That's how milk came, and that's how orange juice came, at least once they stopped using glass bottles for orange juice. But now you only have those on Rich's Whip or something like that. I believe that's the only place I see them. But the orange juice comes now. It looks the same way on top, but that's not meant to be opened. The way you open is on the side, towards the top, but on the side there's a little ring of those cover that you twist off, and then underneath that there's a plastic stopper with a ring. And if you pull up that ring and pull hard, you rip off the plastic stopper, and it comes off very neatly from the opening, and then there's an opening there with a hard plastic spout around it. Right, that's that, and then you just take the cover that you put off, and you replace it on that spout when you want to close the thing. So that, according to many, should not be opened on Shabbos. According to many poskim, that should not be opened on Shabbos because of that it was really never, it's, you're making a new Pesach in this container, a new opening, and it was never opened before. The way they get the juice in is they get it in through the top, and they, you know, as they make that hole in the container, from what I understand, they make that hole in the container and they seal it that way when it's just a piece of cardboard, if, you know, it's printed cardboard, and then they then when it's formed into a box like thing, then they pour the juice in from the top and seal it at the top, and so that stays sealed. And now you have now that it's formed into a container, you have that plastic thing there to open it. So it's never been opened before, and you're opening it for the first time, and it's a real shaila of making a Pesach yafeh, or perhaps making a keli out of the bottle, out of the container. This container, once this, according to the Chazon Ish we mentioned a few days ago, once this container is completely sealed shut and inaccessible, then it's what's called a guf atum. It's a sealed container which is not accessible. You can't, the food is inaccessible until you make this opening. So this opening is considered a Pesach yafeh. The Chazon Ish writes that practically any opening would be, but especially here, it really is designed to be very yafeh. There were, the Rav Yashiv would say that it's even this mechatech, the malacha we mentioned of cutting something to a specific size. That's very controversial. Many say it's not mechatech when it's just, you're just pulling it up to, you don't really care about the size. You're just doing it the way they designed it. The only practical way to open it. But even without mechatech, it has its issues, as I said. And many say therefore that one should not open that on Shabbos, and that certainly is the recommended practice, to open those before Shabbos and then keep them shut with the with the cover that's meant to keep it shut. There are in terms of the other containers, the old style, like the ones that are they still make on, as I said, on Rich's Whip, those types of things, where it's sealed at the top and you pull back on both sides the cardboard. And then it's a form of the spout. So that, interestingly, there's a tshuva in Igros Moshe. Besides the, we spoke about an Igros Moshe tshuva, a famous tshuva we mentioned a number of times, where he allows opening many types of containers, but he just recommends strongly not to do it. But this particular thing here is a different shuvah where he says, he writes that you're not allowed to do it altogether because even though this was open before, but since it's sealed so firmly and it's sealed tightly in a way that, you know, sometimes the container and shipping or whatever may get turned upside down and all the weight of the milk or juice inside is, you know, he's talking about the old days when the milk containers were like this, all the weight of the milk is pushing against that and yet it stays firmly shut. So since it's such a firm closure seal, it can't be opened on Shabbos. It's like making a new Pesach. There are Moshe writes in the Tshuva. Interestingly, at this point, there are many other Gedolim disagreed. Yaakov Kamenetsky, for example, held that it is mutter to open those because it's the Gemara says a Pesach that was once open and was sealed, you're allowed to reopen. So I think he views that's what this is, even though Nezra Moshe is being mechadesh that well, since it was sealed so firmly, it's domit as if it was never open. There's a case in the Gemara similar to that. Rav Moshe is saying, oh, this fits into that case of the Gemara. But others disagreed and said you could open those. It's not so nogea now, as I said, because most, we certainly, the Jewish containers now, you would never open it that way. The question would be if you wanted to use some whip on Shabbos, possibly you might want. So that would be a shiloh whether you could open that. Look, if you could avoid the shiloh by just opening somewhere on the side and pouring it out, you should. But otherwise, it happens to be that this particular case, there are a number of gedolim that hold that it is mutter to do. So if you needed that product, it would be okay to open that type of container. Okay, Bez Hashem, we will continue as Hashem next week. Have a wonderful Shabbos, everyone, and I hope you have some things that you could put to practice. Take care. Be well. Bye-bye.